fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Well, winter is in full swing, and therefore it's important to know about mold and dampness in the home. Mold can be dangerous to health and cannot always be noticed by the human eye. Condensation can allow mold to grow in the home and cause health issues or make health conditions worse. And here today to talk about all things mold is Yala, a scientific officer from Environmental Health. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thank you, Georgia.
So, what is mold?
Mold is a type of fungi. It is a tiny multicellular form of mold called hyphae. So it's the grey and green and white and black fluffy slimy stuff that you see growing in your bathroom.
Now there's all kinds of mold. Like there's
thousands of types
of mold. Toast mold, yogurt mold.
Tomato mold.
Or, you know which is one of the worst? Potato mold.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, yuck, that makes my spine tingle. But going back to mold in the home, there's some health concerns surrounding mold and dampness that we should specifically be talking about right now, especially today with this rain and cold weather.
Absolutely. Okay, so some of the main health concern with mold is allergies. So the type of response most people get from mold are the allergic reaction type. So similar to hay fever, you get the runny nose, you get the blocked up nose, you get the itchy throat, the itchy eyes, those sorts of reactions. Some people can be highly sensitive to mold and they might get even more severe symptoms. So they might get fatigue, head fog, headaches, puffy eyes, those sorts of things. So it can be quite detrimental to health, particularly in those people who are already unwell. So if you have an existing illness, particularly respiratory, like asthma or bronchitis, mold can make those things worse. It doesn't necessarily cause an infection itself, but it can make existing illnesses worse and last longer and make you feel even more terrible.
I guess it gets in there and just exaggerates, makes things even worse. Talking about mold in the home, how does it grow and where does it come from? Like, how do you get mold?
There is mold in the atmosphere all the time.
Okay, so me touching the air right now.
Yeah, it's there. It's everywhere. The only time it becomes an actual problem is when it starts growing in thousands and thousands of colonies on inside your home. Your home is poorly ventilated and damp and cold, that's when the mold in the atmosphere starts to land and finds a place to start growing, finds a source of food and moisture, and that's when it takes hold.
Now, food can be anything, right?
Pretty much anything.
So yeah. I feel like ceilings is something where we see it a lot.
Ceilings, wood, tiles, even glass. It'll grow on glass.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does it look like on glass?
Oh, the same as it looks like on walls. And the problem is once it takes hold, it doesn't need so much of a food source or even a moisture source anymore. It will start taking food and water out of the atmosphere. So once it's got there, it can find its own food.
It almost sounds like it should be like this cute little furry thing, but it's not. It's actually can be quite dangerous.
It can be quite dangerous, but having said that, most people don't have severe reactions to mould. And the other thing that doesn't happen is long-term effects from mould. So once you are out of that mouldy environment, you should start feeling better.
Okay. Now let's talk about some of the mixed messages that come along with mould prevention. Bleach?
Bleach doesn't work. Bleach actually feeds the mould. So because of bleach's low pH, it actually provides a food source to mould, but it bleaches the mould so it looks like it's gone. So it looks like you've cleaned it, but in actual fact it's still there, it's just invisible and it's growing.
So what are we, like, where do we, because I feel like it's quite overwhelming. If you were to have, like, And I'm assuming mold in the home is always kind of that blacky looking.
Is that
the most common? No, I'm wrong.
No, mold can be any colour. You can often see the white or green fluffy looking mold. Those are quite common as well. The mold on bread is often white and green and fluffy. It can be a rainbow of colours. Mold can be almost any colour and in any texture. It can be slimy, it can be fluffy, it can be pretty much anything. So it's hard to say.
Okay.
Sometimes it just looks like dirt.
And then
it gets bigger.
It just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
So what do we do? How can we prevent it in the home?
Keep it warm, keep it dry, and keep it well ventilated.
Okay. So when you say keep it dry, what if you, like for instance, okay, so we're talking about poor ventilation. If it's, if it's, you've got a, I'm just going to keep going with this ceiling thing, if it's on the ceiling, how do you stop that? How do you get that dry?
Well, first of all, if there's a leak there, if there's a structural damage, then that needs to be fixed.
Yes.
Then other things that can increase the ventilation in the room are heaters, like the small blow heaters, because they move the air around. So you want a dry heat. So oil heaters are not so good because they create their own condensation. So you'll find after a while of an oil heater being on, you'll get condensation on the windows. So you want a dry heat and you want a low heat. So walls, ceilings, dry out better if they're subjected to low constant heat rather than large bursts of heat. So putting the heater on for an hour a night probably won't cut it. But if you've got a heater and you can put it on a low temperature and low fan for a long period of time, that's better for it and better at drying out walls and ceilings.
Okay, and we just talked about bleach being possibly not the best thing to treat it. Well, it doesn't treat it at all.
No.
I've heard vinegar.
Vinegar does kill mold. So does tea tree oil. So we're talking about 80% solution of vinegar, so 20% water. And it does kill mold, but the best thing to get rid of mold is to scrub it off. Doesn't matter if it's dead or not. Don't care if it's dead, it just needs to be gone. So scrub it off. Lots of elbow grease and scrub it off. If you wanted to use the vinegar after you've scrubbed it off, just to make sure you've killed anything that might still be remaining so it doesn't keep growing, then definitely spray some vinegar on there, leave it on there for 20 minutes and then wipe it off.
So let's talk about mould in washing machines, dryers. Vinegar would be the way to go with that?
Yeah, vinegar to clean out the dryer. But the other thing you can do, because dryers create lots of condensation, is making sure the room that you're using the dryer in is really well ventilated. So that means turning on the exhaust fan, not just while the dryer's running, but for about an hour after the dryer's finished running. And also shut the door, because otherwise the moisture will escape into the rest of the house. So if you've got the door shut and the exhaust fan going, then it's going to suck up all of that moist air and take it away.
What about in the washing machine?
In the washing machine, like you said, every now and then a really hot wash and some vinegar.
So just put it through on a hot wash with vinegar?
Yeah.
And then scrub it because you have to get rid of it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's the important part.
Now, someone once told me with mould, you can't use the same scrubber because that spreads it. Is that true?
Well, then you have to clean the scrubbing brush after you've used it. So I wouldn't necessarily throw it away. It can still be used for outdoor areas because we're not quite so concerned about mould in outdoor areas. But if you, you know, put it in boiling water, boiling hot water, scrub it off, give it a good scrub, it should be all right.
Awesome. Now let's talk about rentals and mould. We talked a little bit earlier about structural damage is sometimes what causes it.
Mm.
But who is responsible for keeping mould at bay within a rental setting?
Okay, this could be a difficult question because it might depend on your rental lease. So you might need to double check your lease and what you're responsible for. But generally speaking, the tenant is responsible for reducing moisture from their daily activities. So that means putting on the exhaust fan when you have a shower and when you dry your clothes, and just generally keeping the moisture levels to a low level, and we can even create moisture when we sleep. Quite often you'll notice in the morning when you get up there's condensation on the windows, and that's just from your body giving off moisture while you're asleep, breathing it, sweating it. So we really have a responsibility to ventilate our homes. But where there's structural damage, that's generally the owner's responsibility to repair. And that's possibly a key point, is if you're going to clean mould and it's from a structural issue, you really need to sort out the structural damage first before you start cleaning it. Well, you can do both, but to prevent mould keep on growing, it needs to be fixed first. Dry it out, then clean it.
Nibbed in the butt, as they say.
Yeah, that's right.
Yala, thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier today to talk to us all things mould and dampness in the home. Do you have any other secrets, trade tips to keep it at bay?
I was just going to say, if you are in a rental or in your own home or wherever, you can still call either your local government, environmental health officer, health department for more advice on those. But I think we've covered everything.
That's right. If you have any other questions, head on over to Environmental Health at healthywa.wa.gov.au. Thank you for coming on Fitter Happier.
No problem. Thanks for having me.